This week, I wanted to talk about how spirituality is changing my life. Now, I really hate that term, change my life changing, because people kind of give it away too freely. Like if something makes them feel good or makes them think differently, straight away they're like, oh, it's changed my life. But this really has changed my life. Like it's not changed my life, it's changing my life because it's changing me and my experiences on a really deep level. And I think that's been such a potent force in how I'm experiencing life right now. So yes, I think it's appropriate to say that spirituality is changing my life. So first of all, I think we need to define what spirituality is for those people who think that it's religion or think that it's through ghosts or something like that. Spirituality, first and foremost, is not religion, but it can be tied to it. In that, one definition that I found is that traditionally, spirituality referred to a religious process of reformation, which aims to recover the original shape of man. Now, if you take the religious part out of that, I really agree with this term because I really do feel like I'm going through a reformation, a transition, a transformation. It's kind of that space between who you used to be and who you want to be, you know? And I think we're kind of always in this space because we're always growing and changing and shedding skins and becoming new people. But I think that spirituality is a way for us to get to the real core of who we actually are. So self-development kind of makes us think that we need to be this thing and do this thing and be better and keep growing. And that's fine and that's great. But spirituality should be something that we also cultivate because it gets us to look inward and say, well, actually, who was I born to be? What's going on inside of me? What does my spirit want? And am I aligned with that want? And so, yes, I agree with the whole recover the original shape of man. Like, that's a really beautiful thing to recover the shape of yourself. Another definition that I found was that it is the deepest values and meanings by which people live. Again, I totally agree with this one. Spirituality is about what you believe to be true and how you decide to live your life towards those beliefs. So obviously that can be a religion which comes with rules and guidelines. Like if that brings you joy, makes you have a sense of spirituality, then great, go by those meanings, those values and shape your life around it. But for other people, spirituality still connects to you because it's like, well, what do you believe in? What is your purpose in this life? What do you think is right and just and true for you? And do you know what it is? Are you aligned with what it is? Do you make decisions based on what it is? You know, spirituality helps you to get to the core of that and to keep practicing it every day. Another one is that it's personal growth, a quest for an ultimate or sacred meaning, a religious experience, or an encounter with one's own inner dimension. Again, I love this one. It really is about personal growth, and that's what I feel like I'm doing. Like I said, I'm in that in-between space, that kind of icky space where things aren't that great and you're a bit scared, you're afraid because you're on display and you're going through these changes that you're uncomfortable with and realizing things about yourself that you were like, whoa, I didn't know that was true. And I think that's a really important work to do, and I've been talking about it on my blog called self-work, internal work, emotional work. And not a lot of people do that, but my spiritual experiences has encouraged me to do that, and I'll go more into that later. And that inner dimension, I love that word. Like, yeah, it's that real inner realm that is within you. Like, I really think of my body as, like, people say, like, oh, your body's a temple. But, like, what if your body had a whole world inside of it? Like, our world is just made up of atoms, but so is our bodies. They're just atoms coming together. So our world is really important. It's inside of us, and not enough people really explore that realm, and spirituality for me is really about exploring that realm. A next point is the quality of being concerned with the human spirit or soul as opposed to material or physical things. Again, this is a good one because a lot of us are focused on the outside. What do we look like? What are our relationships with other people like? How many possessions can we get? How can we dress? What car can we drive? What could our house look like? All those outer things, our achievements, how much we've accomplished, how much wealth we've gathered, all those things are external. And I think spirituality is when you not really dismiss those things, but see that those things aren't as important as your inner world. That some people, like, if you think about some people on the other side of the world, they've got a lot less than we do here in the UK and people do in the US, which are, you know, we're countries that are a lot, like, more well off. Yet we're less happy than those people. And you've got to ask yourself why. And I think it's because on the other side of the world, in certain countries, they're a lot more spiritual than we are. And they know that as long as they've got themselves, a core self, and as long as they've got good family and community, then they'll be okay. Yes, they'll go through struggle, just like we all do. Yes, there'll be pain. Yes, there'll be strife. But if you have a strong sense of self and a spiritual practice that aligns to that sense of self, then you can get through those times and still find at least a piece of joy in your day. So I really do think that it is important to not tie ourselves to material or physical things, but if we tie ourselves to anything, let it be our spirit. So what is a spiritual practice? Well, the definition that I found is that a spiritual practice or spiritual discipline, often including spiritual exercises, is the regular or full-time performance of actions, activities undertaken for the purpose of including spiritual experiences and cultivating spiritual development. So that's kind of a complicated way of saying that spiritual practices, are a routine thing that you do. It's something that you decide to do each day or each moment if you need to, in order to get aligned with that spirit inside of yourself. And this can be certain activities, certain actions, certain mindsets, whatever, that bring you back to that self, that really empower you and give you that spiritual development, which I think I'm really in at the moment, or spiritual experiences, or an overall spiritual wellness. So now let's speak about how, for me personally, spirituality has, as I say, started to change my life. The first thing that it's done is it has changed my mindset. It's reshaped my mindset, if you will. I think about things differently now. I don't see things as so black and white, so this or that, so right or wrong. Things are a lot more nuanced now. And I think that's because I've cultivated two things. One is an openness, and two is awareness. So my openness has allowed me to be able to see more perspectives. I've always seen myself as an open-minded person, but I realise now with my spirituality adventure, let's say, that I'm not being quite as open-minded as I could be. And now it's opened like so much wider. It's like all the doors have flown open and I'm seeing these new perspectives, and it's bringing me this awareness. And it's an awareness that's self-awareness, and it's an awareness of other people and other actions and little meanings hidden and laced within things. Like, I never used to look at a bird on a branch and think that it meant anything. It's just a bird on a tree, or I wouldn't even be aware enough of my surroundings to even see that it's there. But now that I've become more mindful, like, I go on walks and I'm mindful of what's around me. I've been seeing squirrels and rabbits and birds and cranes in the water. Like, it's so beautiful. And I'm noticing, like, okay, so this bird, like, I feel like it keeps coming to me, and it's this bird that keeps being in the same position every time. And I thought to Google it, and I won't go too much into it because it really doesn't matter, but it had some certain meanings attached to it, and that was really interesting. And the whole point of spirituality is that certain things mean certain things to you, that your practice is very personal, that somebody else can look at what you're doing or what you think and think that's silly or stupid or, you know, not very empowering. But if it works for you, then great. And so, like I say, seeing that bird might mean nothing to anybody else, but to me, it meant something. And the message that I found online was actually really interesting, and it made me think about things in a different way. Another way that it's helped shape my mindset is that it has helped me to have clarity and peace of mind. So I'm one of these people, I'm an anxious person, I'm an overthinker, I can't get past that, I'm very sensitive, and I'll take things to heart and think about things for years if I don't stop myself. I really can get obsessed. But the one thing that spirituality is slowly but surely helping me to do is to take a step back, get clear on what's actually happening, and to actually find some peace. So I don't think that external things can really give us that peace. Like, we have to accept it. Like, our parents, our partners, whatever, can give us all the perspectives in the world, can tell us that something is black, but you're telling them that it's white. Even if it is absolutely black and you're sure that it's absolutely white, the only person that can really change your mindset is you. You have to accept what they've said, or you have to accept what you've seen, and you need to make peace with it, or you know, see as it is. And so to be able to change your mindset is a really powerful tool to learn. because otherwise we can have these problems that are not just poisonous for our relationships and how we communicate with the world, but are also poisonous within ourselves. Like I say, it's not good for me to get obsessed and stuck in a negative thought loop about things that really actually don't matter. So the fact that the spirituality is helping me to get clear and to find a peace of mind is really, really healing and really, really special to me. And the last thing that it's done in terms of mindset is that it's helped me to step into vulnerability. Now, I've always thought I'm quite good in that I'm empathetic. I can have a conversation with people and people really open up to me because they can tell that I'm not just sympathizing. I'm not just saying, oh, I feel sorry for you, but instead I'm saying, I'm here with you and I feel your pain and I felt it before. And that connects me to people. But what vulnerability is making me do is to see things from the other perspective, like I say, and to realize that, oh, wow, this hurts for this reason. And I can see that you're hurting for this reason. And that's helped to change my mindset, because say you're in an argument with your partner, we all get in arguments with our partner, and we're all getting so blue in the face because we're not listening to one another. But how many of us actually step back and say, okay, what is this story that I'm telling myself? What is the story that they're telling themselves? Let's get clear on the emotions that are driving this conversation, because mostly it's not actually about like whether you should have pizza for dinner or sausages for dinner. It's actually about the emotions tied behind it, right? So it could be something like, I feel like you always make the decisions on what we should have for dinner, and I feel like I've got no power and that you don't respect my decisions. Something like that. Like if somebody actually said, hey, this is what I'm feeling, isn't that way more powerful and going to get you closer to the actual result, a good result, than going around in circles about an unimportant topic, right? So it makes you feel really vulnerable, on display, scared to say, I'm actually feeling something, and to admit that you're feeling something, to call it into existence. Now, this is something that I got from Brené Brown's books. I've read The Gifts of Imperfection and Rising Strong this month, and it has changed my life. Like, I love them so much. And like I say, this has become a part of my spiritual practice now, to say the words which she said, which is, what is the story I'm making up here? So you say, the story I'm making up is that you don't value me. The story I'm making up is that you don't respect my decisions. That's what you should say. And then you got a self-edit, which is called the rumble, and rumble with those emotions. Say, where do those emotions come from? What is that actually telling me about what's going on inside of me? Oh, it's because I feel ashamed of myself that I don't speak up for myself. And then suddenly you've got a whole new mindset and you fix the problem, right? So powerful. The next thing that spirituality has helped me with is my relationships. So as I've already touched upon, it has helped me to fix things by thinking about them differently. I try to practice compassion first, even when it's really hard. Even when I want to be right, or I demand an apology, or I want to fix someone's behaviours, instead I think about it from their point of view, and I try to think about it from the best of intentions in of their actions, and to try and savour the relationship instead of trying to be right. So if I think if more of us did this, then we'd have a deeper connection to one another, and we would love each other more, we would communicate a lot better. If we just said, hey, okay, I don't want to go around in circles, I think I'm right, you think you're right, that's fine, but I love you and I want to step away from this now, and I'm going to show you compassion, and I hope that you show me the same thing. And that's also comes down to respect, right? And that lifts your mood. If you can get past these horrible, naggledy, little horrible things that you do with relationships, whether it's your mum, your sister, your brother, your partner, if you can get past it, it lifts your mood, it lifts their mood, and the energy that is shared between you and that person and in that space becomes so much more beautiful and light. And that seems so much better to me, because life can be quite short and it can pass you by so fast if you let little things become blown out of proportion and just filled with hate. It has helped me to become more mindful and more present as well, which I said about the walking and noticing things, but it's also helped me with my relationships to put down the phone and to not eat dinner with the TV on and to just speak to one another. Like, think about how many things that we're doing when we're sitting with our partners. We're thinking about what we did at work. We're thinking about what we've got to do tomorrow. We're thinking about the dishes that are dirty. We're watching TV. We're eating dinner. We're on our phones. We're listening to some music. We're doing this. We're doing that. And our minds are just so busy. But if we can cultivate a practice of mindfulness, which is a spiritual practice, then we can actively try to be present, to be aware of what we're doing and to be in that space with that person wholly and completely, which is so much more beautiful because then you're giving them your undivided attention and they can feel that, they can connect to that, and everyone is so much more happier because of it. The next thing that it has given me is perhaps the most important, which is a sense of self. Spirituality has empowered me. It has enlightened me. It has aligned me with my true values and my true self. I can now breathe through my fears. For a long time, and still sometimes now, anxiety has shackled me and told me that you cannot be this. You will never be this. You are not good enough, and no one will ever see you as good enough. And through Brené Brown's work and through my meditation, my journaling, this year I have come to some really quite sad and painful but really important realizations about the emotional scars that I have inside of me. And without this spiritual practice, without spirituality, without thinking about things differently, I never would have realized it. I explained this in a video and I've explained it in some of my blogging content. So please go to srcrawford.co.uk if you want to see this in depth. But basically, I feel like I don't belong anywhere. And that has leaked into a lot of other areas of my life. It's caused me to have social anxiety because every time that it comes to a social event, I'm saying to myself, I don't belong here. I'm not smart enough to be here. I'm not cool enough to be here. I'm not likable enough. I'm not this, I'm not that, I'm not enough. And this is because throughout my life so far, I've been in groups of people where I don't feel like I should be there, that maybe I've fit in, but I've not actually felt like I belong. And Brené Brown says that the opposite of belonging is fitting in. And this makes me feel worthless, because if you don't have a sense of belonging, if you don't have a place of belonging, then who are you, right? This society is built on people coming together, forming communities. And if you don't feel like you have a community, you don't have a tribe of people, then that can be really hurtful. And I think that's something that I really need to work on, because it has leaked into this feeling of not good enough, of constantly feeling like I'm on display, constantly feeling like I'm being criticized and judged and rejected and shamed. And that these are some powerful emotions to reckon with on a daily basis. So yeah. But my spirituality has helped me to, like I say, understand myself, to connect to my wants and my needs. It has given me a stability and a sense of grounding in myself, in my own abilities, and to give myself some trust. I trust myself now more than I ever have before, because I know that I'm aware of who I am and what's going on inside of me. So I might make mistakes, but I'll be able to see why I did it. I trust myself to see that now. I feel like I've got an inner strength that I can get through things no matter the circumstances. And as Brené Brown says, I'm able to rumble with my emotions. Trust me, guys, I want you to go and read Brené Brown's work. Like, it is amazing. Or listen to her on a podcast or on TED Talks or anything like that, because she had some great things to say. I'll leave you now quickly, I know I've been rambling on, by saying what you can do to start cultivating a spiritual practice for yourself. So the first thing that's really quite important, I think, is to spend some time alone. Because a lot of us are so busy doing this thing, that thing, and around these people that we never have any alone time. And if we don't have alone time, then how can you really look within? How can you really start to think, what does my spirit need? What does my soul need, right? So spend some more time alone. Then you need to cultivate some rituals or routines that align with your spiritual beliefs and needs. So obviously, if you are religious, then you probably already have some rituals or routines. Maybe speak to some of the people in your family or your friends about that. Or if there's somebody who's starting out like me and you want a routine or ritual, the certain things that I have is like meditation, yoga, journaling. Those are the three things that I do that I feel are my spiritual practices. A spiritual practice that I didn't actually realise was creativity. I never thought that creativity was a spiritual practice, but when you think about it, like, it is, isn't it? Like, you turn information or feelings into something new. And that's really what spirituality is about, isn't it? It's about taking information or going within and saying, what's happening here? What does this mean? What values do I tie to this? So creativity is a great way to have a spiritual practice. So the ones that were written online were things like poetry, calligraphy, and painting. But obviously you can do whatever you want to do, which makes you feel creative and in tune with your spirit. The next thing is meditative practices. Like I say, I do my meditation and journaling and yoga, which are all meditative practices, but you can also mindfully walk, you know, without just destination or without any noise. You can do anything that is quiet, so just sitting still, breathing. Reading can be kind of meditative. Well, actually, yeah, reading is meditative, as long as you're not kind of doing 100 things at once. You're just really zoning into that book. That's a good thing to do. Meditation is very much about centering yourself, so whatever you feel like centers you, like makes you feel like you're really within yourself, then that's good. So like music can do that for some people. A spiritual practice is actively trying to heal, so working through tough things in the past, like I say, I've done, that's a great way to align to your spirituality. There's martial arts, things like Tai Chi, Jiu-Jitsu and Aikido. You can learn from other people, so you can go to spiritual guides. Like I say, Brené Brown's helped me, Elizabeth Gilbert has helped me, Oprah has helped me, Cheryl Strayed, Marianne Williamson, Pema Chodron, I don't know how to say her name, she's helped me. There's loads of different spiritual healers, speakers out there who have information that's not woo-woo crap. Instead, what these people say are things that are applicable to every person in every walk of life. So that's what I mean by, you know, those kinds of things. Another way is to move your body in an artful way. So like I say, Tai Chi, yoga, Pilates, those kind of things. Swimming is a great one because it's very meditative to count your strokes. And the last thing is to just connect with like-minded souls, to find people who believe in the similar things to you, who you can talk about life with, who you can share your experiences with in a safe space of trust and honesty and connectivity. I don't have a lot of people who I can do that with, but I really believe that I will find those people. And I do have one friend who I can get quite deep into conversations with. And when I'm with her, I feel inspired. I feel invigorated. I leave our meets feeling better about myself and my life. And you need more of those people in your life because they will give you a sense of spirituality, a sense of empowerment, a sense of inner strength and ability and trust in something that is within you. And you can have your spirituality be about a higher self, about a grand plan, about a God. But I really believe that the strongest spiritual practice that you can have is one that's tied to you, because you are all that you have for your whole life. You will make mistakes, but as long as you trust yourself to look within and find a reason why you did it, then you will be okay. And that is really powerful, that is really beautiful, and that is what I hope to cultivate for myself. I can't tell you how to be spiritual, only you can, but I implore you to explore yourself, to explore your mind and your emotions, to sit in them even when it's difficult, in order to gain some strength and trust and love for yourself to be able to go forward in this life stronger. Take care, guys. Bye.